Today's daf is Vachim, daf Kuf Yud Tes 119. Today's shir is sponsored in honor of the wedding of Shira Fuchs to Avram Hertz, son of Rabbi Yonah, son of Rochelle Hertz, who are getting married tonight. May Hashem bless them with his chus to build a bayis Naman of Yisrael by her parents, Meir and Shady Fuchs. Mazel tov, mazel tov. Okay, so we are on the second to last daf in Maseches Vachim, and we have just listed how long the Ohel Moed, the Hashras HaShechina, occurred in each place. So, start again from the first wide line. Tanur Rabbanan, Yemei Ohel Moed Shebe Midbar Barim Shana Chasar Achas. The days of the Ohel Moed and the Midbar were 39 years. Yemei Ohel Moed Shebe Gilgal Arba Esrei, 14 years in Gilgal, at the different stages. Sheva Shekil Shev Sheva Shechilku, the 7 years that they conquered, and 7 years that they split up the land. Yemei Ohel Moed Shebenovah Shebegivon, after the Aron was taken after Shiloh, we skip Shiloh for a minute, because that's only by process of how many years are left. After the Aron was taken from Shiloh, it was in Nov and Givon altogether for Chamisha V'Sheva, 57 years, until David HaMelech brought it back to the Aron. And eventually, Shlomo HaMelech built the base of Mikdash. So, what was left in all the years, if you do the math, because we know how many years, the 480, Rashi quotes the Pasuk, how many years was it from when Bnei Yisrael went into, when Adam Mitzrayim went into Eretz Yisrael and built the base of Mikdash. So, we're doing all the math, and Ishtairu, Lashilo, Gimel Me'os, V'Shivim Chasar Achas. So, there were 369 years left for the Mishkan to be in Shiloh. So now let's do, figure out based on the Pesukim and the story, when exactly and how do you get these years. So says the Gemara. You may Ohel Moed Shebe Midbar Barim Chasar Achas. How do you know the Ohel Moed in the Midbar was 39 years? Minalan to Amar Mar Shana Rishona Asa Moshe Es HaMishkan. The first year Moshe Rabbeinu made the Mishkan. Shnia, he's made it, meaning he started collecting and he started putting it up, but it wasn't Kavua up yet. Shnia Hukama Mishkan, for the second year Hukama Mishkan, as we know. They went out in a Nisan, that was year one. So the following year, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when the Mishkan was first built, that's when it was up. Shnia Hukam HaMishkan. It was put up, Vishalach Moshe Meraglim, and then Moshe Rabbeinu sent out Meraglim to go spy out the land. So that's how you got 39 years. They went in the Midbar 40 years. 1 year into it, they built the Mishkan, and they sent out the spies. Fine, that's 39. Sheba Gilgal Arba Esrei. Gilgal was 14 years. How do we figure that out? Sheva Shekivshu v'Sheva Shechilku Minalan. How do you know it's 7 years of conquering and 7 years of splitting up? Amar Kalev. It's based on the words of Kalev. Kalev says in Yehoshua, when he's getting his portion, Ben Arbaim Shana, he's reminiscing. Anochi Bishloach Moshe Eved Hashem Osimi Kadosh Barnea L'Ragelos Aretz. I was 40 years old when Moshe Rabbeinu, the Eved Hashem, Eved Hashem, the Radak says at the beginning of Yeshua, means somebody who uses all of his faculties and all of his abilities to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Eved Hashem is. Moshe Rabbeinu reached that level. It's the Radak in Perak Aleph and Sefer Yeshua. At the end of Sefer Yehoshua, Perak Chavdalid, Yehoshua is called Eved Hashem. Meaning it's transferred from Perak Aleph of Yeshua, where Moshe has just died, and Moshe is the Eved Hashem, and Yeshua takes over, until the end of Yeshua, where Yeshua finally has lived out his life, and he also has reached the level of Eved Hashem. So Kalev says, I was 40 years old when I was sent out to be Meragel LaAretz. Va'ashiv oso davar kasher mo'avi. And I returned with words like what was in my heart, meaning I gave a good report. Viksiv, and when he was getting his portion, he was 85. So let's do the math. He was 40 sent out by the Meraglim. And that was in the second year. And they were in the Midbar another 38 years. So 40 and 38 is 78. And then 7 years of splitting up. So, I'm sorry, 7 years of conquering before they started splitting up. 78 plus 7, 85. That's where you get the 85 from. So you assume that's how you know the 7 She Kivshu. Ki Avre Liardin Bar Kamahavik. When he crossed the Yardin, how old was he? Bar Shivin Vitimne. He was 78. Because he was 40 when he said to the Meraglim. Another 38 years that happened during the rest of the time after the Meraglim came back, the Ka'amar ben Chamesh Ushmonim Shana, and now I'm 85. Hareshev Shekivshu. That's how you know there were 7 that elapsed after they went into Eretz Yisrael, so that That's the 7 years. V'sheva shechilka minolad. How do you know about the next seven? How do you know it took 7 years to split up the portions? Iba yisayim amid v'sheva shekivshu sheva adam shechilko. Oh, it's got to be parallel. We don't have any other source to tell me otherwise. So if this was seven, so mistama that was seven too. V'iba yisayim a or midulom shkaches la barba esrei shana achar shuksa achar. Asher Huksa Ha'ir. There's a pasuk in Yecheskel that describes the Churban Abayis. Rashi goes through all the math here, which we're not going to do. Rashi works out all the Shemitahs, and when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, was it a year after a Shemitah year, was it during a Shemitah year? So Rashi does all the math, but the only way that you get 14 years after Huksa Ha'ir is with an extra 7 years of splitting up. Okay, Rashi does the math. Feel free to look at it yourself. Okay. Stop there for a minute. There is a beautiful thought of the Chavetz Chaim. It's really a Parsha Shlachvart, but it's based on this pasuk where the Yaakov says, I went kasher in levavi, like what was in my heart. This Chavetz Chaim is in Shmiras HaLashon, in Chelek Beis Perak Yutes, in the footnote. Chelek Beis Perak Yutes, in the footnote of Shmiras HaLashon. He asked the questions that others ask as well. I think it might even be, I didn't get to look again, the Chavetz Chaim al HaTorah. They might reprint this there too. I don't remember. But he asked the questions that many ask. That is number one. Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu davened for Yehoshua. He says, Ko, that's why he added on the Yud to his name. Ko Shiach HaMeyasa Samaraglam. Right? Hashem should save him. So why didn't he daven for Kalev too? He only davened for Yehoshua. Why did he only daven for Kalev? Question one. Number two, what? It was his Talmud. He was throwing favorites. Number two, Kalev, Rashi quotes, was Nishkatech al Kever Avos. Kalev went to daven at in Hebron. Why didn't Yehoshua go daven in Hebron? Why did only Kalev feel the need to daven at Kever Avos on the way so that he doesn't get ensnared with the Meraglim? Question two. Question three. At the end of the Parsha, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? The Avdi Kalev Ekev Haisa Ruach Acheres Imo V'yamale Acharai V'chulu. So Hashem is only congratulating Kalev for following his words and not Yehoshua? So why in all these three cases, we only have one person involved. We only have either Kalev or Yehoshua and not both. Says the Chafetz Chaim, Yishtei drachim ba'avodas Hashem yisbarach. There are two ways that we can act in avodas Hashem when there are kochos, when there are forces around us that are trying to negate, that are trying to push us away from our avodas Hashem. Two ways that we can act. Number one. One is to fight them, to be loud, to be vociferous, to say, no, this is wrong and you can't do this. You fight with them, you scream at them in a good way. You protect your values. That's number one. Or what you could do is just to keep quiet. Keep quiet and try to strengthen yourself inside and make sure that that you don't go over and you're not mushpa. There is a maila and a chisaron to each way that we act. Both on a rishonish maila, if we're loud, there's a maila, because then we're not going to be influenced. If we keep screaming, right, so they're obviously going to know that we are against them, and it's not going to rub off, because I'm keeping my distance, I'm creating a mechitza by being mefarse my shita, and that I don't have to worry about. If somebody doesn't move, then eventually the outside is going to affect him. So he says, if he's constantly screaming, not screaming literally, but screaming about his shita, so then he won't cool off. But there's also a chisaron. What's the chisaron? He's in danger. They're going to fight him. They're going to kill him. They're going to be mazikim, the people who are trying to go against him, because he's going up against them. So that's a negative about the shita. But the other ones, the other way, if I'm quiet and I just keep my ground and I try to stay strong inside. So on the one hand, I'm protected and nobody's going to try to hurt me because they don't even know what I say. But on the other hand, there's a danger that I'm going to be mushpa over time because I'm not so vocal in my words. So says the Chavetz Chaim, these were the two drachim of Yeshua and Kalev. The two drachim. Yeshua ben Nun screamed and shouted and said, oh, it can't be, the Meraglim. So Moshe Rabbeinu had to daven for him because he was in mortal danger. He was worried that the other Meraglim and Bnei Yisrael were going to stone him. Right? That's why he had to daven dafka for Yeshua. Yeshua didn't have to go daven at Kever Avos. Because he was protected in terms of his own shita about don't let me be influenced. Right? Don't let me be influenced by them. So he didn't have to. So Caliph had to because he was going to be quiet. Right? All the stories we have. Ruach acheres imo. He showed one thing on the outside and one thing on the inside. That was Caliph. That wasn't Yoshua. Right? That's why Caliph says, do you know what Ben Amram did for us? Caliph was the one that faked them out. Yeshua! Yeshua wasn't a faker. They knew Yeshua. Maybe he had to do that way because they knew Yeshua was a Moshe Rabbeinu's favorite Talmud, a closest Talmud. So maybe he couldn't do that. But really, those are the two drachim avodas Hashem. Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. That's the Shmiras Halashen. Again, in Perek Beis, Perek Yutes, where he has all of the all of this discussion. Okay. Viter. Says the Gemara now. So that's based on the pasuk that we have here, that Caliph said, I acted kasher im levavi, like what was with my heart, that's with my heart, and I mean not what I showed on the outside. So now we know all of the years. In terms of the 39 years, and we know the 14 years. Next. Oh, Moe, two dots. Sheva Novin, Sheva Gibbon, Chabi Sheva Sheva. How do we know that the Novin Gibbon, the Olmoi, stood for 57 years, meaning all the years between Shiloh and Beis HaMikdash, which 57 years. How do we know that? Right, stage 5 of our historic history. If you go back to the Mishnah on Kufi Beis, beginning of the parak, stage 5. So how do we know that? Minalan Dechsib, Ayhi, Kehiz, Kaz, Kiroz, Aronu Elokim, when the messenger mentioned that the Aron was taken, that's when Eli leaned back on his chair and broke his neck and died. Interesting, the Mepharshim there point out. They said, and your kids were killed. That doesn't get him so upset. It gets him upset. But that doesn't get him so upset that he can't deal with it. And then he says, the Aron was taken. That he can't deal with. It's not just cumulative. But that was, he realizes that that's a national tragedy. It wasn't just that his kids were being punished, Hophni and Pinchas. But it was a national. So, Kiskiros Aron Elokim, when he mentions that the Aron was taken, that's when Eli cannot handle it. Vitana, Kishimais Eli HaKohen. And when Eli HaKohen died, Charva Shiloh. That's exactly when Shiloh ended. So that's when the 57 years are going to start. Right when Eli died. Ubo Lenov. And they came to Nov. Kishimais Shmuel HaRamasi Charva Nov. And Shmuel died at the same time that Nov was destroyed by Shaul HaMelech. Remember, Shaul thought that David was hiding out in Nov. That's why he wiped out the entire city. Or he knew that they were helping him. So that's Nov, Yerach on him. Ubala Gibbon, and after that it came to Gibbon. So how many years is all of this together? So, Viksiv, Vahimi Yom Sheves Ha'aron Kiryas Yarim, after it was taken, so then it was sent back. 6 months was by the Plishtim, but then all that they got sick, they got these bumps, and they got the hemorrhoids, all the sicknesses. They said, we're not interested in this. So they sent the Aron back. So for 20 years, it was in Kiryas Yarim. Vayibiyom, Shevas Aron, Vayibiyas Yarim, Vayirbu Ayamim, Vayuasim Shana, Vayinahu, Kol Beit Yisrael, Acharei Hashem. Right, and they all followed Hashem, right after he came back to Kiryas Yarim. Hani, Esrim Shana, Esr Shana, what were those 20 years? This is the 20 years after the Aron was taken. Right, after Eli died, 20 years, that it was for a few months by the Plishtim, and then it came back. Interesting, if you think about it, where we are, all the Plishti cities, the 5 Plishti cities that are mentioned, Aza, and Ashkelon, and Ashdod, and Gat, all of them are pretty, not too far from here. Not far from here. And what Beit Shemesh was like a border city. That's why the Aron came back. Right, this dated with Yeshua Beis HaShimshi for all those years. They went to Kiryas Yarim, then on the way back, and then Uzzah. Right, because Beit Shemesh was really one of the border cities. Gat is not too far. The ancient Gat, it's not in Kiryat Gat, but the ancient Gat, which they know where it is now, about, I don't know, half an hour drive from here. But it was one of the first cities you come to, coming from west to east, from the Eretz Plishtim, was Beit Shemesh. Right, and that's why, that's where the Aron came back to. Anyway, but first it went to Kiryat Yarim. And it was there for 20 years. What were these 20 years? Hani Esrim Shana, Eser Shana, Shemalach Shmuel Ba'atzmo. The first 10 is when Shmuel himself was the leader. V'shana Shemalach Shmuel V'shaul. And then a year that Shmuel and Shaul overlapped, that Shmuel was still in favor, and Shaul was still the king in favor with Hashem. V'shdayim Shemalach Shaul. And then 2 years that Shaul ruled himself. 2 years before those were the years that he was trying to fight David HaMelech, but those were all the years. You have 20, and then you have another 2 that showed it himself. That's 22. V'sheva did David, and then the 7 years that David HaMelech was a king in Chevron. D'chsiv, v'hayam Hashem Malach David al Yisrael mem shana b'chevron. Mem Shana Bechevron Malach Zayin Shanim for 7 years, right? 7.5 years he was in Chevron, and then for another 33 years he was in Yerushalayim. The Chulu, the Aleph adds in. Where's the Aleph and the Shita? Ubi Yerushalayim Malach Lamed Gimel Shanim, 33 years there. Va'arba the Shlomo, and then 4 years, the fourth year of Shlomo Malach, he built the Beis Hamikdash. Ubi Shlomo Ksiva Yochel of Noso Bishnas Arba L'Malchuso. So if you add that all up, that equals 57. If you have the 20, and then the 2, and then you have the 7, and then you have the 33, and then you have the other 4, if Shlomo HaMelech, it all adds up to 57. Rashi does the math on top. Right? It works 53 plus the 4 years of Shlomo. And if you do all that, the Nishtairu, Lishilo, Shlosh Meos, Vishivim, Chaser Achas. So there were 369 years left. If you take the 57, and you take the 14, and you take the 57, so in between, there was 369 doing the math that when the Beis HaMikdash was built. Good, so now we know all of the years. Tzvon Ha'ara, and that is interesting, Lashon the Gemara uses on the bottom when it says 10 years that Shmuel was Moach. Shmuel wasn't a king. Shmuel was the leader, but he's called a Melech. Melech, okay, it could just means ruler, ruled over Bnei Yisrael. But maybe this is an allusion to one of the reasons that the Malbim quotes, and others quote, in Shmuel Aleph Paraches. We've mentioned this in the past. Bnei Yisrael asked for a king, and Shmuel, and Lahad HaKadosh Baruch Hu get very, very angry. How could you ask for a king? It's terrible. You're going against us. You're distancing yourself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How could you ask for a king? So the Mefarshim ask, it's a pasuk in Chumash. It's a mitzvah. One of the 6 3rd things. Somta Simalach HaMelech. What was the problem with asking for a king? So we mentioned this, I think, a couple of days ago. One of the pshatim of the Malbim, and that is, the only supposed to ask for a king when it was Ba'olam HaTeva. When there was still Ba'olam HaNeis, they weren't supposed to ask for a king yet. That was inappropriate. Right? After you finish everything, and you have a Beis HaMikdash, and maybe then you're living B'derach HaTeva, that's when you're supposed to have a king to rule you. But when you're still living B'derach HaNeis, and Shmuel HaNavi, that was still B'derach HaNeis, during that time, they shouldn't have asked for a king. Another say they had the wrong intentions, because they wanted a king just to be like everybody else. Another say, different reasons given. But one of the reasons given by the Malbim is that it was a Pagam in Shmuel's covet. They had a leader. They had a king even. Maybe that's what's alluded to in this Gemara. What are they asking for a king for? They already had somebody. So what were they asking for? That's the problem. Pagmu bazeh b'kavod Shmuel. Shim hayu shol l'mesa melech ba'avur ha-melchama levad. L'tzeis l'gras neshek v'lulcha melchama osam. If they just said, we want somebody to help us fight. Lo haye bazeh kolkach boz v'kalon l'shmuel. Aval heim amru tzna lanu melech l'shafteinu. That's the problem. But maybe it's alluded to in that word, because it says Malach, but they already had a king. Shmuel already did all the jobs that the king would have done. He was the shofate. So that was one of the reasons that the Malbim quotes that Bnei Yisrael were incorrect for asking for a king at that time. Okay, two dots. We continue. Bolvan over Givon v'chulu. They came to Novin Givon. And at that time, back to the Mishnah now. Once they came to Novin Givon, so the Bamos were now allowed. Right now we are back to stage 5 of history. Shiloh has been destroyed, as we spoke about yesterday. The Aron was by the Plishtim. So even when the Aron came back, but they didn't have a Kavua place. They came to Nova Givon, and it was Bamos all of a sudden become Mutter. So Minani Mili, how do you know that Bamos are Mutter? The Tana Rabbanon. What do you need a Pasuk for? To tell you Bamos are Mutter? Don't you need a Pasuk to tell me everything's Usser? Right? Up until, if you don't have a separate place, so why would I have thought otherwise? Why would I have thought that Shiloh lasts forever? Right, we know Yerushalayim is Kishlo Shaita V'Kishlo Salavo possibly, but Shiloh you would never have. So the Brisker Rav says, you have to say something that they would have thought, that it's paralleled after Yerushalayim. That's what you would have thought. It was there for so long, and it had such a kavua place. Maybe I would have thought that after Shiloh, there's also Einach HaRa HaHeter. That's what I would have thought. But that's the Brisker Rav says. That's why you need the Pasuk. Tavamin is that it would be like Yerushalayim. So Mirani Mili Detaner Rabbanan Kilo Vasim At Ata El Hamnucha V'El Hanachala. You still haven't come until now. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them in the Midbar, you haven't come to the Menucha and the Nachla yet. El Hamnucha Zeshilo Nachla Zu Yerushalayim. So the pasuk splits up Shiloh and Yerushalayim. Lama Chilkan Kedelit In Heter Ben Zelazeh. To tell me that there are years of Heter in between Shiloh and Yerushalayim, those are the years, the 57 years, in Novad Givon, where Bamos were Mutter. If that's true, that it was Mutter, you have years of Heter, Meiser Sheni, Nami Nisni. Meiser Sheni, also, you should list off. What does that mean? So it's a little difficult exactly what the question is, so we'll go with the Chazonish's pshat of the Gemara's question. Shekivan sha'ato soferes Gemara. Since at this point we think our Gemara is like, we think our Mishnah is like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that Karban is Chova, were brought on a Bama Gadol. Remember the five Shitas we had 2 days ago that we also explained yesterday? We think our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda that the Karbanos Chova could be brought on a Bama Gadola. So, Novin Givon, you're right, you had Terim for Karbanos. You didn't have to, you had a Heter Bamas. But shouldn't Meiser Sheni have been brought to Novin Givon? If you have to bring Karbanos Chova there, and it's allowed to bring Karbanos Chova there, like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda from 2 days ago, so shouldn't you also have to bring Meiser Sheni? Wasn't it a center? You're right, not for Bamos, but for certain, you could have Karbanos Yacha there, but it's Karbanos Chova, so therefore maybe Meiser Sheni also should have to have been brought there. Says the Gemara, no. Amale Meiser Shamsham Me Aron Kayafi. You learn Xera Shava from the Aron, Kivan to Aron Lohavi, Meiser Nami Lohavi. Since the Aron was not there, so too Meiser Sheni doesn't have to be brought there. Meiser Sheni only has to be brought to a makam which has the Aron HaKodesh. It doesn't have the Aron HaKodesh, it doesn't have to be brought there. Period. Amazing question. Ask the Rabbeinu Peretz, Msachim, ask the Mikdash David. What about Bayis Sheni? Bayis Sheni didn't have an Aron either. So what do you have to bring Meister Lachora? You brought Meister Sheni to Yerushalayim there. So what did you need? Why exactly is there a chiyuv to bring Meister Sheni there? Says Rabbeinu Peretz, but it's a makom shera'i for the Aron, even though you don't actually have the Aron. So makom shera'i, and he quotes Rabbi Zeira, Kalaroi Labila ain't bila makevetz, the shita of needing potential. As long as you have the potential for something, by chatisa, by belila. In Yonah Diyoma, 2 more days we'll be starting Menachas Bez Hashem. So that's where Rabbeinu Peretz quotes that as long as you have Ra'u La Aron, that is good enough. And that's what the Mikdash David says in Parachaf Simin Aleph. Exactly what Rabbeinu Peretz says. That you had Ra'u La Aron, and that's why Bayis Sheni was different than Novin Givon. The other answer that you could give is, yeah?
And after the Chorban,
then do they have still a Meister Sheni after the Chorban? The Sheni or the Mishnayis. The Mishnayis talk about that they have the Takana to bring it, right, to bring it within a certain radius around. They had a Takana to remember what was to be La'atir Shuke Peros B'Yushalayim. I think the Gemara discusses in Beis as well. Right, so you have to say it was still Ro'i. It was still Ro'i for the Aron to be there. But, and there's another answer you could give. You could say the Aron was there. Right, the Aron was Nignaz. It was under. But halachically, it was there. You could say, why'd it have to be Nignaz Mamish in that spot? Right, the Achronim talk about this. Why Yeshua Melech Dafka put it down there, the last years of Bayish Rishon, the Aron was put in the cavity underneath Kodesh Kodashim. You can say because the Aron was there halachically. We didn't see it, but it's another answer you give to the question that the Aron was there. So that's why you can bring Meister Sheni. Continues the Gemara. So Meister Sheni has a Gzeir Shava. And therefore, just like when the Aron was not there, it doesn't have to be brought there. So, Ihachi, Pesach v'Kachim Nami. So, what about Karban Pesach and Kachim that are Chovas? Nami. To Sham Shamei Aron Yalfi, to Kivin the Aron Lohavi, and Nami Lohavi. So, you shouldn't have to bring any of these to Nov. If you didn't have to bring Meister Sheni, these also have a Shum in the Pasuk. So, Amar Lei, Dormal Chahamani Reb Shimon Hi. Maybe it's talking about the Shita of Reb Shimon to Amar, Aftsibra Lohkriv Ela Pesach v'Chovas that Kabur Lam Zman. Maybe this is the Shita of Reb Shimon. Remember the Shita number 5. That we discussed yesterday and the day before, that in those years of Novin Givon, even the Tzibur was limited. Even the Tzibur only brought Karbanos that had to be brought then. Karban Pesach and other Karbanos that were Kavu Elam Zman, like the Karban Tamid. Ava Chovos, Shein Kavu Elam Zman, Hacha V'Hacha Lo Karav. But Chovos that did not have a Kavu Zman, nobody, they weren't brought on a Bama Gadol, they weren't brought on a Katana, they weren't brought at all in the times of Nov and Givon. Says the Gemara, okay, so Meiser Behema Chovosh in Kavu Alem Zmanu. Meiser Behema is not Kavu Alem Zman, right? You can just be mafreshit and wait till you break it. The Iskish Meiser Dagon la Meiser Behema, period. And Meiser Dagon is compared to Meiser Behema, and therefore, just like you didn't bring Meiser Sheni, so too you wouldn't bring Meiser Behema or any other of the carbonos that were not Kavu Alem Zman, right? That's what they would be allowed. Okay. Regarding Meiser Sheni, stop there. Let's just finish for a minute, and then we'll mention something about Meiser Sheni. Michlal to Rabbi Yehuda Karav. What did that to teach me that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you were makriv these in this time? Right, only the Mishnah only according to Rabbi Shimon, but according to Rabbi Yehuda would be karav. And where answers in yes to Ha'amar Rav Ada Bar Masna Meiser Sheni, Meiser Behema Nechama Nova Gimel. Did Rabbi Yehuda? Right, they were brought Meiser Sheni and Meiser Behema. Were brought in Novin Givon according to Rabbi Yehuda, even though they weren't Karban Shekavu Alehem Zman. Ay, Vahabai Bira, don't you need it, the category of Bira, and Yerushalayim is called the Bira, don't you have to bring it in front of the Bira? Favalav Tani, Rabbi Yosef, Shalosh Bira, saying, Shiloh, Vanovin Givon, Obeis Olamim. Yeah, it did have the status of Bira. And Hu Tani La, Vahu Amar La, Lachilath Meister Sheni, Valiva Rabbi Yehuda. It was called Bira regarding the halacha of eating Meister Sheni and Meister Behema according to Rabbi Yehuda. Period. Okay, so that finishes up our discussion of Nov and Givon. What an interesting suffix that the Ola Shlomo brings up. He's on Zvachim and Menachas, Baruch Hashem. So we don't have to say goodbye to the Ola Shlomo so quickly. Says the Ola Shlomo. So the Gemara here says that according to at least one Shita, you had to bring Meiser Behema and Meiser Sheni to Nov and Givon. Did you have to eat it in Nov and Givon? You just have to brought it there. There were no walls there. Was there a halacha of a chol haroa there? You could eat kachi kalim wherever you want. Right? Bamos were mutter. So would you say that these were limited? Big chiddush to say that they were limited. It says you have to bring it. It says you have to bring it lefnei Hashem. So this is called lefnei Hashem. This is called the bira. But that's in terms of your bringing it there. But is this better or more chomer than all other karbanos that you'd have to, that you're allowed to eat anywhere else? That's his suffix. Yesh le his topic. Iakavana, when it says here that Meiser Behema was brought to Novin Givon. Iakavana dene echolim benovin Givon. Dehainu bebame gedola dafka velo bechalari Yisrael. Viaf dekachim kalim neecholim bechol makom. Bizman Novin Givon. Avo Meiser Behema dein karav ela bebame gedola. Ein yachol echol ela bebame gedola levad. Oh, but kol haroeh, but kamo shilo, or do you have a kol haroeh concept, like by shilo? Right, do you say that? Oh, yesh lama, or do you say no? Kiva de maisa behema nami kashem kalem hu, dino kakala kashem kalem, du mutar bechol makom, u diktani nechalem, novin givon, hainu bizman novin givon. Doesn't mean in novin givon, it just means bizman novin givon, that's a shilo. Or he says, same thing by maisa sheni. Nami, eno chayev alohavi benovin givon, you have to bring it there, because it's huskash la maisa behema, but you have to eat it there? Pashas be you say not. So he says, I'm not sure, but he says there seemed to be some evidence that you have to eat it there. That's what it sounds like from the Gemara, even though Misvara might not have said that. So you'd say, according to this, it works out that Meiser Behema and Meiser Sheni were limited where they were able to be eaten in Novin Givon, even though all other Kashim Kalim can eat anywhere you want. But if anything has to be brought there, has to be eaten there. That's his Tahara of the Ola Shlama. Okay, we continue. Okay, there's uniquenesses of Meiser Sheni. The Chinuch talks about Meiser Sheni and Meiser Behema in the mitzvah of Meiser Sheni, where the Chinuch discusses that the purpose is to get Am Yisrael to go to Yerushalayim every so often. Even if you're going to go to be Ola Regel, but every so often besides that, also go to Yerushalayim, be inspired, see what's going on there, and that's the purpose of Meiser Sheni. But Meiser Sheni, though, has a uniqueness by others. Some Rishonim hold, there was a general Machlokas Rishonim that has come up a number of times in the past, what fruits are Chayav and Trumas of Meiser Daraisa? The Rambam says all fruit. All pears are Chayav and Trumas of Meiser Daraisa, including oranges, apples, all fruit. That's the Rambam Shita. Rashi and Tosfos say no. Few places. Rashi and Tosfos say, Dagon Tirosh v'yitzar. Wheat, right, Dagon Tirosh, and wine, v'yitzar, and oil. Right, those olives and grapes. That's it. Dagon Tirosh v'yitzar is only Daraisa. Some Rishonim, the Uraim, the Smag, discuss it. Some Rishonim say, we hold like Rashi and Tosfos. Only Dagon Tirosh v'yitzar. Except by Meiser Sheni. All fruit. like the Rambam, Maaser Sheni, because Maaser Sheni is unique for various reasons based on the Pesukim. So it's a special area of halacha. Vayter, Bo Yerushalayim, V'chulu, continues the Gemara, they came to Yerushalayim, stage number 6, everything becomes Aser. Tana Rabbanan, oh, no more heter outside of it based on Mikdash. Kilo v'asa marata elam nucha v'la nachala, menucha zu shilo, nachala zu Yerushalayim, v'omer, haisali nachlasi ka'arye ba'ya'ar. It says, my nachala was like a lion in a forest. When people started destroying it, it started roaring. V'omer, and Yirmiyahu says, ha'ayit savua nachlasi li, like a colored bird, my nachala, meaning Yerushalayim was to me. Ha'ayit saviv aleha, right, they surrounded it. All the enemies surrounded the colored bird, surrounded Yerushalayim. That's how you know nachla is Yerushalayim. Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that nachla is Yerushalayim. Rabbi Shimon omer, the opposite. Menucha zu Yerushalayim, nachla zu shilo. V'omer, zos menucha si ade ad po eshev ki evisia. So you see, menucha is eternal. V'omer ki bachar Hashem b'tzion iva lamoshav lo. Machlokes tanoim, which is which? Menucha and nachla. The Malbim in Dvarim just has a two-liner. Usually the Malbim's not longer. Two-liner of the Malbim says in this Machlokas, Reb Shimon Reb Yehuda, which is also quoted in the Medrash, the Sifri, which the Malbim always comments on. He thinks it's Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda l'shitaso. Reb Shimon held that Yerushalayim lo nischalka l'shvatim. Remember we had a Machlokas earlier, whether nischalka l'shvatim or lo nischalka l'shvatim. We discussed that by yesterday about Yehuda Binyamin, the border of Yerushalayim. So according to Rabbi Shimon, Yerushalayim lo nischalka l'shvatim, and therefore he couldn't call Yerushalayim nachla because the nachla is split up among shvatim. That's why he has to call it menucha. Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Yerushalayim nischalka l'shvatim, so he has no problem. He could call it nachla because he says it was split up. So he just has that ha'ara. The machlokas Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yehuda is l'shita sam. Next, Bishlamo, Lamadar Milamucha Zashilo. Fine, according to the Madar says, Menucha Shilo, Haina de Sivala Menucha Lanachla. Then I understand the order of the Psukim. It says, you haven't come to the Menucha Lanachla yet, you haven't come to Shilo, and you haven't come to Yerushalayim. Elamadar Menucha Zirushalayim, Nachla Zushilo, Elanachla Menucha Bibaylai. It should say the opposite order. So Gemara says, no, Hachi Ka'amar, Lo Miboy Menucha De Lo Matisu. What Moshe is telling them in the Midbar is that not only have you not gone to Menucha yet, Ella Afilu Lenachla Namilo Matisu, even to the first stage, you didn't get to. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu is telling them, that you didn't get to B, and for sure you didn't even get to A yet. That's what he means. So that's the first two shitas. Now we have another two shitas. Tana, Tevei Rabbi Shmuel, Zu V'Zu Shilo, both Menucha and Nachla are Shilo. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai Omer, Zu V'Zu Yerushalayim. But Rav Shimon Bar Yochai holds both of them are reference to Yerushalayim. Both Yerushalayim. And if that's true, if they're both reference to Yerushalayim, Rashi points out, that would be holding that there's a Heter Bamos even during Shilo. Right? Because this whole context is you can't do any karbanis, but if they're both referring to Yerushalayim, that during Shilo it was all mutter. So Bishlam Lamanda Amar says the Gemara, fine, according to Manda Amar, Menucha Zu Shilo. According to Manda Amar, that says Menucha is Shilo, Nachla Zu Yerushalayim, Inami Ifcha. If you say one means one, one means the other, Hainu Dechsev Elam Menucha Vela Nachla, then fine, that's why you have two different words in the Torah. Elam Menucha, Ve'el, separated by above. So you understand that. El Lamant Amar Zu V'Zu Shilo. But if you say they're both Shilo, oh, Zev Zer Yerushalayim, or they're both Yerushalayim, Menucha V'Nachala Mi Boilei. It's the same thing. Not El Hamnucha V'El, two separate things. It's the same thing. Menucha V'Nachala. Or Nachala Menucha. Right? So what is it? So it should be the same thing. Kasha. So we don't answer that question. You're right. The words don't fit in. Period. Bishlam Alamanta Amar Zuvazu Shilo. So if you want to say they both mean Shilo, both words fit in. Why? Menucha Dinochu Mikivach. Menucha because it was right after the 14 years. So it was after they conquered it settled. So that's why Menucha makes sense. Nachla to Palguas and Nachlas. Nachla because that's where they finished splitting up the Nachlas in Shilo. Dichsiv Vaychalek Lahem Yoshua Vayapel Alahem Goral Bishilo. Api Hashem. That's where they did the splitting. So that's why the word Nachla Menucha makes sense according to both. Lolamanda Amar Zuvazu Yerushalayim. But if you say both words are a reference to Yerushalayim, Bishlama Nachala, Nachla Solamim, Nachla makes sense because it's the ultimate heritage of the Jewish people. Nachla Solamim, Ela Menucha, my Menucha. What kind of Menucha? What kind of Menucha was in Yerushalayim? Right? They were there. It was years after David Melch already had Menucha. Shlomo already had Menucha. Menuchas Aron. It means the Aron finally had a resting place. Up until that point, the Aron was David HaMelech was B'tocha Yerios, didn't have a special place. So the Aron got a special resting place, and that's why the entire Aron, the entire place was called Menucha, because the Aron got a resting place. This might connect to the idea we spoke about in Mitzvah Shir yesterday, and that is the uniqueness of the Aron as compared to all the other Kalim. The Rambam counts one mitzvah of Va'asoli Mikdash, including all Kalim that are made. The Mizbeach, the Aron, the Menorah, the Shulchan, all of them the Rambam includes in the mitzvah d'Araisa of Va'asoli Mikdash. The Ramban says, I agree almost. Kind of. Why? The Ramban says that all Kalim besides one are not their own mitzvah. But the Ramban says, I argue where you put it. You, Rambam, put it in the mitzvah of Asuli Mikdash. I put it in the Avodos. Meaning, part of the mitzvah of Halakas Neiris is building the menorah. Part of the mitzvah of Lechem Apanim is building a shulchan. So I agree they're not separate mitzvahs, but they're part of the Avoda. That's what I hold. Except for one, I argue with you. Says the Ramban, this is the Ramban, in Hasagas to the Rambam's Mitzvahs Asay Lamid Gimel, says the Ramban, you gotta count the Aron separately. Building an Aron separately. Because, according to me, says the Ramban, then it's all part of the Avoda. Building the menorah is part of the Avoda of the menorah. Building the Shulchan is part of the Avoda of the Shulchan. Fine. The Aron you don't do any Avoda with. Doesn't count the Ketores on Yom Kippur. That's not an avoda. That's something special in terms of getting kapara. But you don't do a daily avoda with the Aron. It's just there. It's there. It creates the entire kedusha. It brings Hashras Hashchina. But it's there, so you can't say that's part of the avoda. So you know what? Separate mitzvahs asay. That's the Ramban. Separate asay to build the Aron. Different than the Rambam who says it's all included. So the Ramban holds, it's all, there's something unique about the Aron. So maybe here too, if you want to look, we mentioned, I'm not going to mention it again, the Minchas Asher of Asher Weiss says maybe it's Lashitaso, Rambam Ramban, exactly what the purpose of the Mishkan was, of the Beis HaMikdash was, but here the Gemara says that the Aron had special status, because the Aron finally had a Makom Menucha, that's why the entire Beis HaMikdash Mishkan, Batar Beis HaMikdash was called Menucha. Okay. Menuchas Aron. Dechsev, Vayhi Kenoach Aron. Period. Bish, Tamalaman, De Amar, Zuv, Zuv, Yushalayim. Fine, I understand if they both refer to Yushalayim. Aval Shiloh, Havishar Yabamos. During the time of Shiloh, there was a Heter Bamos. As we just said, if it's Mutter, if they both refer to Yushalayim. Hainu, Dechsev, that's what it means. Vayigam Manoach, Es Gidi Haizim, Es Amincha, Vayal Osir Lashem, because Manoach was able to break Karbanos. Right, he broke Karbanos, and that's how you know he wasn't doing anything wrong. Shimshon's father. Elamad Amar, which was probably very close to here, where this pasuk took place. Where brother Gedia Yizan, he brought it on his sur, some rock out in the fields. Va'elamad Amar, Zuvazu Shiloh, Ubamos Havayasirin. But if it refers to Shiloh, especially if they both refer to Shiloh, so the Bamos were also during the time of Shiloh. My Vigach Manoach. So how did Manoach bring Karbanos on the rock? Harasha, I saw. Harasha, special din. Special din, just like it was the only time that there was a nazir that started in utero. So it was the only time there was a carbon. Special dinim. Tana dever Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, de Amar Zuvazu Yerushalayim. In the Beis Medrash, in the yeshiva of Rabbi Yishmael. Remember Rabbi Yishmael was the one that said they both referred to Shiloh. In his Beis Medrash, they had a brisa that was like Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, who said they both referred to Yerushalayim. So it is yeshiva, there was a brisa going around like the other. Like Rav Shimon bar Yochai, v'simanech, the way you remember, mashri gavra legavri. The one person pulled the group of people. Meaning, the group of people was pulled. Rabbi Yishmael's Talmidim were pulled over to Rav Shimon Shita. That is, that they both refer to Yerushalayim. Okay, that's how you remember which one was pulled over to who. Vayter, kolakachim v'chulu. Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that all kachim, the different levels of what you mak the shit, bisman heter bamos, bisman iser bamos, when will you mak rivet, so you had all the different permutations. So the Mishnah said different rules, and one of them was that if you were mak the shakarban during the time of heter bamos, and then you were mak rivet during the time of iser bamos, then you get an iser, but there's no karis. No karis. Get an aveira. So Amar Rav Kahana lo shana ela b'shchita. That's only if you shech this animal that you were makdish bisman heter, and now it's bisman iser. Avol b'halaa karis nami mechayev. But burning it, right? Being mala it. That's iser karis also. Only shchita has the p'tur, not the ha'alaa. My time up. Why? Amar Kahana. The pasuk says va'alehem tomar Au hasmuchin tomar. We had this earlier. Alem tomar, to them, say, about them. It's going on the previous pasuk, and now it says it. It's a karis here. So maskavla rabba, as we said earlier. Miksiv va alehem tomar. Alehem siv. It says it with an aleph, not an ayin. It's referring to Bnei Yisrael. To them say. It's not referring to the previous psukim, the previous halacha. Va'od, and also, there's a brisa against you, Rav Kahana. V'od tanya. Arba'a klaus, Rav Shimon omer b'kachin. There were four rules that Rav Shimon said about this halacha in kachin. Hik dishan besas iser bamos v'shachat v'hel v'shas iser bamos. That's a regular case of shrutei chutz, avodas chutz, bachutz, harahim ba'asev, alosasev, yishmem karis. That's a regular case of avodas chutz. Everything b'shas iser bamos. Hik dishan b'shas heter habamos. V'shachat v'hel v'shas iser habamos. If you were makdishes during b'shas heter, and then you were shochet emal v'shas iser, harahim ba'asev, alosasev, ein ben karis. That's the kasha already. That's before she gets Rav Kahana, because it said even Ha'ala is not going to get Karis. Hikdisha b'shas Isser Abamos, b'shachar v'hela b'chutz b'shas Heter Abamos. If you were Makdisha b'shas Isser, then you did everything b'shas Heter, Harehein ba'asei. There's an asei that you said you were going to bring this to the Mikdash. I remember we had earlier what exactly was the asei. We had a Machlokas Rashi and the Rashash. What asei are we talking about? The asei of Ha'avi Lashem, or the asei of not Motis Vasecha? Right, the not fulfilling your words. Vein behem belosasei. Hikdishim b'shas heter abamos v'shachar v'hela b'shas heter abamos. Pata miklum. That's exactly what you're supposed to do. So you see, tufta to Rav Kahana tufta. So it's a kashin Rav Kahana who said that ha'ala'a of a carbon that you amaktish b'shas heter and you amala b'shas iser is going to be karis. Says Bryce is before it's not. Period. Smicha. Says the now the Mishnah goes through the differences between Bama Gedola and Bama Katana. All of these items are not needed, are not done on a Bama Katana. Number one, Smicha, Dechsiv, Lifnei Hashem Vesamach. Only Lifnei Hashem. Bama Katana is not Lifnei Hashem, therefore you don't do Smicha. Remember, everything you want to know about Smicha, for afraid to ask, is in Hilchos Maisa Karbanos Paragimel of the Rambam. The Rambam lists off in Paragimel. Kol karbonus behema sheyakriv hayachid bein chova bein nedava somech aleik shin chayim. Every carbon that a yachid brings, there is smicha. Chutz min abachor b'hamayser b'pesach. Except those three. But generally, besides all other animals, besides b'chor b'hamayser b'pesach, require smicha. Then the Rambam quotes a few halachas later. A Mishnah Menachos, as we'll get to in a couple of months. Ein smicha b'karbonus sibur chutz b'shnei smichas. Carbon sibur usually does not require smicha. Carbon tumid every morning. Carbon smicha does not require, except for two exceptions: the seer mishtaleach, the seer lazazel, and the par helam davar. Right, those two, because those are a series of averes that all Bnei Yisrael did it. The seer lazazel, those two, and the smicha is only done in the azara. And when you do smicha, we do vidui, and you push all your weight on it. And what about if it's not brought on a chait for an ola? You misvada bonasei and a shlamim. That's the Rambam that says you say divrei shevach, but you still do smicha even on a shlamim. So smicha dechsev l'fnei Hashem v'samach. Shchita safon dechsev safona l'fnei Hashem. Shchita safon, as it says, safona, north, l'fnei Hashem, in front of Hashem. Right, what's the significance of north? We mentioned this back in the sixth parak, Meshachachma, but we'll mention B'ezrachem tonight again in the Parsha Shir. Matanos, what about, you don't need regular matanos on the bama, desaviv, you don't need the regular matanos around, dechsev, v'zarak, alam izbeach, saviv, the dafka l'mizbeach needs that. Tnufa, waving, where the karbanos that need waving, the shlamim and some menachas, dechsiv, vehinif hakohen lefnei Hashem. He waved it in front of Hashem. Well, remember to talk about tenufa if we have time. Hagasha dechsiv vehigisha el mizbeach. Hagasha bringing close to the mizbeach only by mizbeach, by the Bama Gedolos. Rabbi Yehuda Amrei Mincha B'Bama. There's no Mincha B'Bama anyway, so there's no Hagasha. Amrei of Sheishis, L'divrei Amrei Yish Mincha B'Bama Yish Ofos B'Bama. L'divrei Amrei Mincha B'Bama Yish Ofos B'Bama. Whoever allowed, they go together. Ophos and Menachos were either allowed on Bamas or not allowed on Bamas. Zvachim velo Menachos. Zvachim velo Ophos. Right, that is the exclusion. It's a big question on the sheet of the Rambam. You can look it up in Hilchas Chagiga. In the first halach in Hilchas Chagiga, the Rambam says that one is allowed to bring their olas re'iyah from an oph. Big Shiloh, because it says Zvachim there. The Kesef Mishnah, the Mari Kirkus. Mari Kirkus thinks it's a mistake in the Rambam. Big discussion, because it says here, Mefurish, that Zvachim excludes Ophos. So how the Rambam say that an Olas Ria can be from birds? Okay. V'Kohen, Dechsev, V'Zarak HaKohen. Big Dei Shares, L'Shares Bakodesh. All of these are psukim by Mizbeach, which we say means Bama Gedola. V'Kli Shares, Asher Yisharsu Bahem Bakodesh. L'Reach Nicholach, Dechsiv l'rap nichoach l'Hashem. Right, all of these, dafka l'Hashem, that's when you require it. Mechitza bidamim, you have the above and below, the chuta sikra, is not on above a katana. Dechsiv haisa hareshes al chatiyah mizbeach. Dafka the reshes by the real mizbeach. Richus yadayim, dechsiv uva karvasam el hamizbeach yirchatsu. When they come close to the mizbeach, then they will wash their hands. Period. Two ha'aris. Before we stop, we'll continue here tomorrow. Number one, let's go in order. The Tznufa Gemara. The Tznufa line, the Gemara says in Maseches Sukkah, by Tznufa, we go up, down, and across. Right? Malu Morid, and Rabbi Yochanan says, by a lulav, when we shake a lulav, which is like a Tznufa, Daf Lamed Zayinim Abayz in Sukkah, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Moluchu Mevi Lemisha Arba Rucha Shalo, Rabbi Yossi Rechanina, Moluchu Mevi Kde La'atzar Ruchos Ra'os, or Tlalim Ra'im. So says Rav Soloveitchik in the Rishima Shiurim, Rabbi Rachman Sefer from the Rav's Torah on Sukkah, what's the machlokas about? Whether you're waving in order to the Arba Rucho Shalo or Latz or Slalom Ra'im, is it Gavlus Ha'adam or Gavlus Ha'bore or Shiflus Ha'adam? The two drachim in Avodas Hashem. Hashem, you're amazing, or we are very small. Which one do you focus on? So the first day it says, Lamisha Arba Rucho Shalo. It's Gavlus Ha'bore. Mashain came when it comes to the other shita, that la'atz or ruchos rose, we're subject to the elements, that's shiflus ha'adam. Yeshem shnei yisodos b'kabbalos ha'malchus shamayim. Romumus ha'bore, shiflus ha'adam. B'kriyash ma'mud geshes, gavlus ha'bore. U'betfila mut emes, shiflus ha'adam. V'tluso be'elokim. Gam barash ha'shana, v'yom ha'kipurim, you have both. Piyutim like melech elyon, that's romumus ha'melech. Or Nepiyot, or Nisana Tokev is like Shiflus Ha'adam. Right? That's the Iker. What's the Iker Yisod of Tznufas Kachim or Na'anue Lulav? Is it Romumus Ha'bore or is it Shiflus Ha'adam? That's the Rav. Number one. Number two, we'll end off with Meshechachma. The Meshechachma in Parshas Noach. When Noach came out of the Teva, he gave Karbanis. And it says, Vayiven Noach Mizbeach, and he uses the Lashon there of Reach Nichoach Lashem. That's the Meshechachma, but I thought there is no Reach Nichoach on Abba Maktana. It's our Gemara. How could there be Reach Nichoach there? Ah, so he says, that's why the Medrash says, where did Noach give his carbon? On the Har Moriah, on Makam HaMikdash. That's where he said had the status of Beis HaMikdash. Didn't have the status of Bama Ketana. Amr b'medrash rabba b'mizbeach agado b'Yerushalayim. Yitachin lefi zeh. Dekan haya din kedushas beis ha-migdash. Mishum zeh af agav de'ein mizbeach b'bama v'ein reach nichoach b'bama haya kan mizbeach v'reach nichoach. Then he adds v'noach haya kohen v'rak haloi. Okay, continues. Anyway, that's the Meshachag Masara for reach nichoach. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Be'ashem, tomorrow is the Siyum. Be'ez Hashem. Tomorrow is the last off of Meseches Zvachim, as we continue our travels through Talmud Bavli. Okay, we'll stop here. Today's sponsor, again, is Mayor and Shandy Fuchs, in honor of the wedding of their daughter, Shira, to Avram Hertz, son of Rabbi Yonasan and Rochelle Hertz, getting married tonight. May Hashem bless them with his chus to build a bayis ne'amud v'Yisrael. Thank you very much for the sponsorship, and mazel tov.